For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest last week on the Cultural Baggage Program was Maya Salavich. She's the author of the great new book, Help at Any Cost. A book I highly recommend. It outlines how the troubled teen industry cons parents and hurts kids through these tough love treatment regimens.
And yet, you know, these kids, you know, smoke a joint or two and off it is to boot camp.
Yes, and let's talk about these boot camps. I'm relieved. I think your book indicates that this method of tough love is not as predominant, not as widespread as it once was. But these boot camps and these wilderness camps still exist. Tell us a bit about those, please.
Yeah, there's about 100 to 200 organizations that practice what I call tough love. And what I mean by that is that the idea of the program is to break you down emotionally and physically until you admit total powerlessness and then build you up in their image. Now, I should say, in fairness, some wilderness programs claim to, you know, be kind and gentle and be just like, you know, camping out in the woods. The problem is, since there's no regulation, any program can sell itself as anything. So there's a really horrific story in my book where some very, you know, nice, decent parents wanted some help for their kid, and they thought they were sending him to a Boy Scout camp, essentially. And what it was a really tough boot camp. And over the course of several weeks, he starved to death and slowly died of an ulcer that would have been treatable. But they didn't believe his complaints, even when he was urinating and defecating on himself and was losing about 30 pounds. And he died.
If these kids are not penitent, if they don't adopt the credo of the organization that has them under control, that they are ostracized, alienated, and dehumanized.
The problem is that the programs have the attitude that these are all lying, manipulative, scummy addicts, basically. And so if the kid complains of a health problem, oh, he's just faking in order to try to get home. And in fact, this most recent death that happened in Florida in January of a 14-year-old boy, what basically came about, he apparently could not continue exercising, and the guards or drill sergeants or whatever you want to call them kicked him and put ammonia in his face and punched him and smooshed his head and slammed him against the wall, and he died.
I urge the listeners whose children may be creating sparks within the family over drug use to think twice and three times before utilizing most of these treatment centers. They're just out to make a buck. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.